Getting out of Sudan was not an easy decision to make. It was not an easy journey. Getting out of Khartoum was definitely the most difficult part of this entire journey. Having to go through these checkpoints where you don't know whether you're going to be robbed or killed, or just holding my mother's hands, looking into my grandma's eyes, just all holding each other's hands and praying that it all goes smoothly. I would recommend to my sisters and brothers that are trying to flee Sudan right now is you need to be brave, pack lightly. The journey is really, really long. Don't think of the what ifs. Just please try to get out and be safe. Most of the people from foreign nationalities that were with us on the bus were initially waiting for their embassies to have them evacuated. But I think they've waited a couple of days and they realized that these evacuations weren't going to happen anytime soon. And those embassies from those countries still have not evacuated their citizens. The situation has just gotten so much worse in the last few days. People have completely run out of food, clean drinking water. The hospitals are almost at zero capacity. They're completely not working. There's no petrol. People can't move around. Borders are filled with so many people. And it is turning into a full-blown humanitarian crisis that needs to be stopped. A ceasefire needs to be put into place.